Well, you can add the number one overall prospect to the list. This junior day is shaping up to be massive.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday, halfway through the week, and just had a big basketball win. You're having visitor after visitor confirmed for this massive, massive junior day. We're going to talk about one of those here in just a second. You're just having a good week, at Auburn, and we're headed to the weekend where you got to have a big road basketball game, and then you're going to have a week off of basketball. And then, obviously, you got the mama, the big daddy, Auburn versus Tennessee coming up next Saturday. And this football recruiting visit list is just simply incredible. So we're going to dive into that in just a second. But before we get started, got to check us out at thebarnauburn.com. Look, a lot of this information we talk about on the podcast is old news, and you can stay ahead of the game, stay ahead of the curve, and a lot more detail at thebarnauburn.com. You can jump in the mix in the conversation. You can hang out with me here every single day, but you can hang out with me there all day long, as well as Zach Blackerby, Daryl Dapprich, and all that cast of characters, Brad Law and Taylor Korn, a bunch of those guys. You can hang out there every single all day long. So check us out. It's $25 off an annual membership for 2025. So definitely give us a shot. So thebarnauburn.com. The number one overall prospect in the country has locked in a visit for the Auburn's Junior Day on January 25th, Zion Ealy. And I know you're probably asking, where do you get number one overall? Well, that's based off of On3's rankings, their site rankings. So they do the On3 rankings, then they do the industry average. So you're probably asking, well, how do you know? You know, because he's not the number one in other sites. He's the number two or three or 13 or something like that. So how do you know which one to go by? Well, it's clear. It's been clear science is what you do is you just take the highest ranked one from any site and you go with that one. That's the one you go with. So we're going with the highest ranking, the number one overall player on three. But in the composite, where the 247 composite, where they compile all the scores from all the sites, he's like 13th. And then if you do On3's version of that, he's number three overall. So regardless, no matter where you look, you're talking about one of the tip-top players in the whole country. You're talking about one of the beasts of this class, and he definitely is that. I mean, you're talking about a 6'3", 220-pound rocket pass rusher, guy that can do a little bit of it all, though. He's listed as an edge. He'll probably play edge at Auburn if he comes to Auburn. But he's a little bit of a Swiss Army knife. He can do a little bit of everything. He could drop into coverage. He's got the speed to be able to pick up a running back out of the backfield, maybe even cover a tight end. He's just a very, very gifted, athlete. And guess what? St. Francis Academy is popping up again. We're going to talk a little bit more about St. Francis Academy in general. But, yeah, that's where he goes to school. Obviously, he's coming to visit with – knowing that he's got three of his former teammates already on the roster, already moved in, already at Auburn. And then he's bringing a buddy of his, Mr. Wayne Henry, who's already committed to Auburn. And he's also bringing another teammate, Jaira Edwards, who's another top 100 player. So we'll talk about St. Francis in just a second. But currently, Zion is committed to Maryland. And that wasn't too big of a surprise because, obviously, Maryland's the home state school. I don't think anyone believes he's going to end up at Maryland. I don't think anyone – I'm not just talking about Auburn. I mean, everybody in the country, everybody in the civilized world is going to be gunning for this kid. You're talking Oregon, Tennessee, Ohio State, Penn State. Like, all these playoff teams that you just saw, every single one of them are, you know, offered after him hard. Notre Dame going to come after him just as hard as they can, and Auburn's going to be right there behind him. So it's no disrespect to Maryland. They've had some good football teams. They've had some good players, and he could be a guy that just wants to stay home. But I think the consensus is that eventually he's going to be headed elsewhere. He's going to be courted. He's going to be wined and dined, and eventually that commitment's probably going to flip to someone else. And I think Auburn is in a really good spot, a very good spot. And one of the main reasons is DJ Durkin. DJ Durkin connection has paid unbelievable dividends for that Maryland that Maryland connection, that St. Francis Academy. That's all DJ Durkin. Now, coming in on the 25th, it's going to be big for him to meet Rock Bellantoni, because I think Josh Aldridge had kind of built the relationship to begin with. So now you're transitioning to a new edge coach. You really need to hit it off. I don't think that's ever been an issue with Rock as far as creating a relationship or kids loving to work with him or kids loving the idea of being coached by him. So I ain't worried about that one, that piece at all. So, but that is something that has to be handled whenever he comes to visit. Got to start building that relationship with Rock. But it's hard to find anyone that says anything bad about Rock Bellantoni. So you feel like if you get him on campus, get those two guys together, they'll hit it off and go crazy. I think as long as DJ Durkin is here. Now, what do I mean? What do I mean by that? As long as he's here, there's going to be a lot of places that are probably going to want to look at him as another head coaching prospect. If he has another year like he had last year and the things that he did with that defense last year, if he builds on that and Auburn has a good season the defense looks great again, there's going to be a lot of schools that are going to want to look at DJ Durkin. I mean, he's still young, man. He's still young. He's still got a lot of really, really good coaching ahead. There's going to be a lot of schools that I would think are going to want to look at him as, you know, potentially being their head coach. So that's definitely something Auburn's going to have to, you know, contend with this offseason, I would imagine. So that's what I mean when I say as long as DJ Durkin's here. And again, I'm not saying he's for sure leaving. I would hope you would get him here at least 3 years, because I think the magic that he's created and he could create over a three-year period could be something that could be handed off and be sustainable for quite a while. But again, as long as DJ Durkin's here, I think Auburn's got a really, really good shot. And they could have a really good shot even if he's not here, with the connection that he already has with, you know, his teammates being on the team and current teammates that are, you know, Auburn's really pursuing highly. One of them's already committed. I just can't say enough about DJ Durkin and the impact that he's made. You remember that moron that asked DJ Durkin why he felt like he deserved a second chance? And I got really mad. I did a whole show about it. Remember that? Even though he's been hired like 10 times between Maryland and now, this is why he deserves a second chance. He was in Maryland. These guys are from Maryland. So like they know everything about that program. They know everything about how everything went down. And they can't, and it seems like they're crawling over glass to come play for the guy. There was even some dumb emotional Auburn fans that had a lot to say. How does that look? How does that look now? Like now, once you look back and you say, man, maybe there was more to the story, because it seems like everybody in Maryland loves this cat. I don't know. Clearly he's made an impact while he was there. And he's respected among the top, arguably a top 3, 4, 5 high school football program in the country. Would you let your players go play for a guy that you felt like was a scumbag, irresponsible? All that stuff that he was labeled as toxic. I don't think I would. I think I would strongly encourage against it. That's not the case with St. Francis Academy. This random pipeline with St. Francis Academy in Maryland is absolutely blowing my mind. in the best way. I've always wanted to have like this just random, you know, you see IMG and all these high schools that are just football factories, and Auburn's never really been sort of had a lot of success, I feel like, in with any of them. Definitely not IMG. Just hasn't really felt like Auburn's ever really gotten their foot in the door with any of these big schools. And then all of a sudden, the one you get your foot in the door in is in freaking Maryland. I think that's hilarious. It's completely awesome. I didn't even know this place existed. I didn't even know St. Francis Academy was a thing until DJ Durkin got here. And it turns out it's a football factory, and I guess DJ Durkin's like on the board because everybody loves him at that academy. It's crazy. So what a blessing that's been. And hopefully that connection, that little pipeline can pay off, and Auburn can add this kid to their class in the future. I think Auburn's going to be aggressive. They want to do like they did last year and get guys committed. And it wouldn't be a shocking sight for me to see if they pushed and maybe went ahead and got this flip done here in the near future. He's probably going to take his time a little bit, but I know Auburn's going to want to put the clamps on him if they can. So Zion Ealy, the number one overall player in the country, according to On3, and that's the highest ranking that he has on all the platforms. So scientifically, that's the one you go with. So number one player on deck to visit Auburn on January the 20th. Fifth. This visit list, this junior day list, is incredible. I mean, it is, and we're still 10 days away. Like the list now, imagine what it's going to be over the next 10 days. And typically, you always end up having like surprise guys show up or surprise guys pop up like the day or two before. Currently, as we sit, Auburn has 9 top 100 players scheduled to visit. 9 top 100 players, and then a big majority are top 200, top 250 players, like already. It's insane. And again, we're still 10 days away from adding. I mean, 10 days away from the event. So imagine who's going to be added to the list between now and then. What a blessing. What a blessing that basketball game ended up being. That's the Tennessee home game. I know it took a little bit of a damper. When Jani Broome got hurt, and you're worried, okay, what's that matchup going to look like? But regardless, man, what a blessing that basketball game is going to be. That home game, that atmosphere. Easy to get kids to come, but when you got something like that to sell – All the things that elite teams do off the field, this staff does. All the little things you can ask for from a roster management standpoint, this staff does. They acquire talent in high school at a very high rate. They fill needs. That's what you typically have to do. They are able to work. They have a system now in the portal with Will Redmond and the guys he works with and his staff. They're able to supplement and fill holes and actually go get difference makers, at least on paper, in the portal now, and then player retention. That part to me is the most impressive thing of maybe everything they've done since they've been here from a roster standpoint. The player retention has been incredible. When you don't have a lot of, you're basically just selling hopes and you're basically just, it's just hopes and dreams. Like you haven't had the results yet. All of the things off the field are being done at just an incredibly elite level. How do you maintain the hype around this program after what you've seen on the field the last two seasons? How do you get people excited to want to come visit Auburn? It's like, you know, there's that thing that we say about Auburn, and it's mostly Auburn fans, but like there's this thing, it's like once you just get here, you can't explain it. It's sort of something you can't write down. You can't, you can't really share what it is that makes you feel the way you do when you're here. But whatever that thing is, this staff has bottled that up and is able to use it has been able to make it something that is tangible, make it something that is you can feel, and they sell it, man. That they present it to these kids, and these kids love it. And that's maybe that's part of, you know, part of the creed, the end of the creed. And that makes me kind of cringe just saying that, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what is so attractive. And this staff has been able to sort of bottle that up and use it to their advantage. And it seems to be working. It's like, man, with any type of success, this staff, I mean, this program could explode. It really could. Just any type of on the field, something you could point to say Auburn's moving in the right direction on the field. With the success you're having off the field, I mean, this program could explode. I mean, again, I'm blown away by this list. I'm blown away that Auburn's still able to have the success they're having off the field with the results you've seen on the field. It's really, really incredible. Now you just got to make it happen. If you can make something happen on the field this season, if Auburn could win 9 games this year and be in the conversation at the end of the season for the playoffs, there's a lot of SEC teams that were 9-3 and they were in the conversation. If Auburn can just be in the conversation for the playoffs, look out, man. I'm telling you, this place is going to explode because this staff gets it from a roster building, roster maintaining, recruiting standpoint. They get it. So, and then if profit sharing sort of, I don't want to say levels the playing field, but makes things a little bit more standardized across the board, it could be special, because I think that would separate Auburn is this staff and this their ability to recruit. I think it would definitely give Auburn a leg up. But this junior day visit list, look out. There's gonna be some fireworks. So last thing, and I kind of touched on it, great basketball helps football recruiting. And gosh almighty, this basketball team. After your best player goes down, you have a big SEC win at home and you absolutely blow the doors off of Mississippi State. Like it wasn't even a game. Like it was not even really that close. I was in a group chat and at the end of the game, like with like 5 minutes left, they had cut it to 13 and they're like, oh gosh, here we go. And I'm like, guys, what are you watching? What game are you watching? This game is not that close. They'll turn around. They'll go on a run in no time. And sure enough, boom, 22 points in no time. You're back up 22 points in like a minute and 30 seconds. Todd Pettiford with the windmill dunk. I mean, the electricity that this team can create in that environment is something that's truly special. And gosh, it's such a good recruiting advantage for football. I mean, you get to have a junior day planned around what could be if Tennessee continues to have a good week and wins their 2 games. I mean, you're talking about top 5 matchup. I'm not sure where Tennessee dropped to in the AP poll, but you're talking about definitely a top 10 matchup at home in that environment with all those recruits. Pretty crazy to think. And boy, what a blessing. And last night's win was just big because we kept building towards that game. You're continuing to build towards that game. You have a road game Saturday. You play Georgia on the road. They're pretty good at home. They're getting better. So that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be probably a tougher game than – I mean, I'm not even – probably. It's going to be a tougher game than what you faced on Tuesday or what you faced yesterday. And then you have that week off. I don't think you have a game up until Tennessee, which is going to be extremely beneficial for Jani Broome. He was walking around in an air cast last night. That's pretty good without crutches. That's a good sign. I think they're probably going to try to do all they can to try to get him ready for that Tennessee game. And if he could only miss, if he could only miss two games after as bad as it looked, my oh my, that'd be spectacular. I know a guy. This is just how insane this thing is right now. I know a guy who sold two tickets. He sold his two tickets on StubHub or one of those ticket sites for the Tennessee game. After all fees and taxes and all that thing, all that was done, he cleared $1,400 a piece for those tickets. That's the level of game you're having, and you're going to have all these football recruits at. $1,400 a piece for a basketball game. That's incredible. I shouldn't say this. They could come out of the sky, swing through the windows, the FBI, the CIA. I sold Masters tickets for that. No joke, for a practice round. I sold two Masters tickets for that a piece. And this is for an Auburn home basketball game. That's just insane for a basketball game. And you're going to have the recruits here. It's just the junior day. It wouldn't be as electric if that game wasn't on a Saturday. And don't think they didn't plan that because of that. So, a lot to be excited about. And again, we're 10 days away from junior day. So, this is news now. Like, what is going to happen between now and then? Like, there could be four or five more players in the top 100 added. You still got a bunch of kids in the state of Alabama that haven't even like been fully announced that they're coming to visit. So, and those guys are top rated as well. So a lot of good stuff on the horizon, a lot of good stuff to talk about recruiting wise, basketball wise. Zep and I are going to have a podcast, the Barn Hoops pod. We're going to jump on probably tomorrow and have a show for Friday. Just kind of recapping everything and previewing the game against Georgia. Our schedules have been a little wonky this week, but we'll get together and get his take on the game and stuff like that. So it'll be a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff happening. You need to subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Barn Auburn. You got The Village Vice. You got obviously this show. You got the Barn Hoops pod. You got another show that's about to drop here soon that I think everyone's going to be really excited about. So subscribe when you can, and hit that alert bell so you're ready when all those episodes drop. Guys, I really appreciate it. Again, if you like this video, like it. If you like the channel, subscribe. And we'll be back again every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.